With Die Another Day opening today in theaters and James Bond celebrating his 40th year as a movie icon, we're moving from an interview with someone who wrote much of the Bond music to an interview with someone who enjoys it. Steve Bernstein, a film composer and leader of the band Sex Mob, loves the Bond music so much that he and his band recorded an entire tribute CD called Sex Mob Does Bond. The first cut on the CD, inspired by music from the film series, is a typically eccentric number called Dr. Yes. That's Dr. Yes, composed by trumpet player Steven Bernstein, leader of the band Sex Mob. Bernstein is a longtime member and musical director of John Lurie's Lounge Lizards. He orchestrated, arranged, and conducted such film scores as Get Shorty, Kansas City, and Clay Pigeons. A review in Spin magazine said, "Sex Mob is all the fun that jazz, and lately rock, has forgotten to have." Terry spoke with Bernstein last year.
I love the James Bond music. So
I do too.
It's got like big drama in it and these like sexy tango rhythms and stuff. What gets you about the music?
Well, it's all of that. It's exotic. You know, it's great when music can take you to another place. And I think one of the greatest things is that you can actually listen to these records and kind of embed a James Bond, just that whole larger concept of Bond. And you listen to these records, and John Barry's scores are just, they're melodically really strong, but there's also John Barry's a very interesting musician. He was one of the first musicians, he was a trumpet player, and he was one of the early composers that could successfully mix jazz music, classical music, and what was the beginning at that time of rock and roll or pop music. He had a combo that had two guitars in it, but they read music as opposed to, usually when you hear electric guitars in music, they're improvising, they're playing rhythm parts, and his music always had written electric guitar parts, which is a very specific sound of a certain era, which I happen to love. And, you know, whenever you hear that doom 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 doom, really low in the guitar register, that's a real John Barry trademark.
Which Bond movies have you gone to where the music was most noticeable? Or do you love the music more from sitting home listening to your recordings from the soundtracks?
That is actually, I got to say, that's how I've learned to love the music most. Because it's interesting, I just watched Goldfinger with my son, and a lot of this music is from Goldfinger. And it's interesting how much of it gets ducked. See, when you score a film, they end up ducking a lot of the music either for dialogue or for explosions and car crashes.
By ducking, you mean fading it out or covering it up?
Yeah, right. They have to bring the music down and then bring up the special effects at the end. So that's the last part of making a film, is they bring it all together on a soundstage, and they take the music and they bring it up and down according to like what else is happening. So if there's dialogue, they bring the music down. And again, especially in action films, there's a lot of car crashes, a lot of explosions, helicopter sounds, train sounds. All those things make the music come down. But when you actually listen to, you know, I have these score records on vinyl. You actually get to hear the entire piece, and you realize they're really beautiful pieces of music, too.
each of the tracks have titles that relate to the part of the plot that the music is being played in. So I thought we'd play a track that's called Odd Jobs Pressing Engagement.
Can I just tell you, I just found out what that was because I just saw Goldfinger.
Yeah.
That's the scene where they've killed a guy and they've put him in the back of a car, and then the car gets compacted in one of those huge compactors.
Oh, pressing engagement.
Pressing,
I get it.
Engagement. Yeah.
Okay. So obviously this is from Goldfinger, and you hear the Goldfinger theme and the 007 theme weaving in and out of it. Tell me why you chose this track to do on your CD.
Every track I chose because I felt the melodies stood strong enough to be played in an individual manner. The pieces I felt could withstand what I call the sex mob treatment, which is that these melodies are going to be played literally, but they're also going to be stretched to their limits and, you know, they'll be able to hold on and, you know, withstand the treatment.
Okay, well, let's hear the treatment of Odd Jobs Pressing Engagement from the James Bond film Goldfinger, and this is music from the CD Sex Mob Does Bond. Music from the CD Sex Mob Does Bond, and my guest Stephen Bernstein is the founder of Sex Mob. Stephen, talk a little bit more about the Sex Mob treatment when you choose a song to do.
Well, Sex Mob, and we've been together about 6 years, and now many people know us as a cover band, because when you come to hear Sex Mob, you probably hear songs by ABBA, James Brown, Prince, The Grateful Dead, Duke Ellington, The Rolling Stones, et cetera, what I call the 20th century songbook. It didn't start this way. It started off as like most bands in New York, you know, some extension of a person's ego when you have your music and your idea of what you want to do. And unlike most bands, we never rehearsed. We only played gigs. We started off having a weekly gig. And what I would do is I would show up kind of with a chart every week, or a couple charts, and we just play them live. We were playing at the Knitting Factory Tap Bar very late at night, from 11 to 2 in the morning every Thursday. And I had just started listening to Bond vinyl. I mean, it's kind of all goes, it's a circular thing here. And I had made a chart of this song called Bond with Bongos. And we started playing it, and it starts off with a long vamp. I originally used it because I thought it would be a good vehicle for a drum solo at the end of the piece. And we start off with a kind of introduction and let the bass play a little bit. And we hit the James Bond theme, and suddenly this whole bar just erupts in like screaming and applause and this kind of general feeling of happiness. And I went, wow, this is great. I mean, here we are playing this totally unconventional style of music, and everyone just reacted in this great way. And I realized that if you play themes that people know, it doesn't matter how you play them because they can connect with them, even if you're like approaching them from a very, you know, unorthodox approach to playing music. And so I started searching for themes that were really strong and we could play in any way we wanted, because we tend to play songs different every time we play, that people would still recognize.
You know, you had mentioned that at the Knitting Factory Bar, when you were playing the James Bond theme, that people went nuts.
Yeah.
Now you do that on the new CD in the track that you were mentioning, the Bond with Bongos.
Right.
And it's almost like a can-can version of the Bond theme. let me just play that.
Okay.
Why did you do the Bond theme in that manner?
I wish I could tell you there's an answer for this stuff, but it's just the way it happened.
You're very intuitive, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. The thing is, this is a working band. This band has worked for 6 years. This music is unrehearsed. I mean, it's all written. These are all charts, but I don't believe in rehearsing things. Well, I can't afford to, and it's allowed me to create a philosophy of not believing in rehearsing. And the beauty of that is what you get when you listen to one of my CDs is you get the first take of something. And I kind of feel there's so many CDs that come out now that it's you want to have something special on your CD. And I think one of the great things to try to capture on tape is a feeling of something actually happening, which is that is musicians reacting to each other for the first time. Now, musicians tend to be very smart people. And obviously, if we're making CDs, we've been doing what we've been doing for a long time. So once you rehearse something once, then the musician starts thinking with the other side of their brain. They go like, you know what, when we get to this part, I'm going to do this. They're already thinking ahead. But if you get that first take where they're not even sure what the other musicians are playing, and they're constantly reacting, and maybe even making tiny mistakes, and then creating something new out of that, that's what you get on these CDs. And so, like I said, I can't really tell you why I chose that rhythm or why we did it that way. But basically, I probably just said, listen, we're going to start with a bass solo. You know, we're going to hit this theme and we're going to end with a drum solo. And let's hit it and count it off. And that's what happened.
Composer Steve Bernstein of the Sex Mob recorded last year. Their CD is Sex Mob Does Bond. Sex Mob plays this weekend at Sweet Rhythm in New York City. This is Fresh Air.